This is Allison Manka, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Non-Traditional Emotion, and today I have a guest. Say hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. You are the first guest I've ever had in the studio, which is so exciting. How do you like it?
It's incredible in here. It's like a territory no one knows about.
I know. When I first came up here, I was like, this is an alternate dimension.
It feels like that.
But have you heard that song that I just played before?
No.
Okay. That is one of my favorite songs ever. It's made it onto the list of, I have a very short playlist called Eternals, and it's like six songs that I will listen to for the rest of my life and never get tired of.
Wow.
And that is one of them. That is Nothing Is Revealed, Everything Denied, by the 1975. And it came out on their Notes on a Conditional Form album, which came out during the pandemic. And that album is super weird, I will say. It is really weird. It's very experimental, so it's not everyone's cup of tea. And in fact, it's not my cup of tea. But there are three songs on that album that I really like, and that is one of them. So today's episode for Non-Traditional Motion, if you've been following along, you will know that I always choose a emotion or feeling that is less commonly addressed in music. And today, we're going with existentialism, or, you know, more broadly, like, what does music feel like that confronts what it means to be alive and what it means to be human, and looking at the big picture of life as opposed to very micro things, because in music, I feel like a lot of the time we're talking about, like, love or, you know, relationships, which are, you know, great and very important, but they're not, like, you know, it's not the big picture of life. And one reason that I love that song is because the first line is, life feels like a lie. And of course, the song is about love itself. I need something to be true. Maybe that's you. Maybe you're the one true thing in my life. But at the same time, it sort of confronts the fact that, like, you know, what is life and what does being alive feel like? So that one's really special. Did you have any thoughts about it?
I just really like the sounds in the background. Like, for the first time listening to it, it definitely, like, calls upon a lot of emotions. Mm-hmm. And, like, yeah, just the experience of listening to it isn't even necessarily the words, but, like, mm-hmm. the sounds, the unique sounds that the 1975 has in that song.
Yeah, yeah. It's definitely very fun. Yeah, this next one was recommended by Raksha. So here is Secrets from a Girl by Lorde.
Dancing with my girls, only having two drinks, then leaving. It's a funny thing that you never gain self-control. Guess it's been a while since you last said sorry. Crying in the dark at your best friend's party. You've had enough, gotta turn the lights up, go home. Couldn't wait to turn 15. Then you blink and it's been 10 years. Growing up a little at a time and all at once. Everybody wants the best for you, but you gotta want it for yourself, my love. You can take him if you want him, he's a judge. Secrets from a girl who's seen it all. Secrets from a girl who's seen it. Remember all the hurt you would feel when you weren't desired. Doing anything for more time. Remember what you thought was grief before you got the call. Baby, gonna once, gonna feel the pain for you. You're gonna love again, so just try staying open. And when the time comes, you'll fall. Yeah, when the time comes, you'll fall. Your dreams and to turn 15, then you just go. Secrets from a girl who's seen it all. Secrets from a girl who's seen it. Secrets from a girl. Secrets from a girl.
That was Secrets from a Girl by Lorde, and it comes off her new Solar Power album that was released earlier this summer. And I think, I mean, this wasn't my add to the playlist, this was Raksha's, but I think the reason Raksha wanted to put it was because it literally says existential in it, by euphoria mixed with existential vertigo at the end. And then the next line is cool, which is sort of the theme of Lorde's new album, which is confronting a lot of difficult emotions with a sort of flippancy. And it's not even that that's a bad thing. I mean, flippant is sort of a bad word because it has a negative connotation, but, you know, I think the way that the album affected me was that there's so much going on in one's life and there's so much difficulty, but finding joy in the face of that, in the midst of that, and intertwined with that is sort of what she was trying to do in a way. And so this album, it'll, you know, connects a lot with what it means to be alive, because that combination of feelings and of thoughts is very human, to feel sad and happy and confront existential vertigo all at once is very human. But yeah, this next song was played to me for the first time literally on Monday of last week, and I mostly wanted it just because of how hard the chorus hits. So enjoy Beverly Blues by Opia.
I met a woman in the hills, offered me some happy pills. Said it helps with conversation, started rolling dollar bills. I passed what she asked me, something about Benadryl. I said, that's not me, so I laid a five on my shoes. This brand, that brand, I don't really know, man. We got a pair of Benz, but I pulled them from a trash can. Bucket hat on, asked me where I got it from. I said, Target, half price, on the 4th of July. She showed me her skin, asked me what I believe in. I said it couldn't be love, cause it's too sincere. And it couldn't be life, cause death's so near. So could it be God? Or wait, I forgot, we don't like him here. So I got nothing to gain, nothing to lose, nothing to hide, but I've got something to prove. So believe in me, baby, believe it, the Beverly Blues. Now she's looking at me funny, tying knots between her eyes. So I roll another friend in a plot to fill the silence. I pass it to her, ask her what's been weighing on her mind. She says nothing at all, I think she might have been right. My shirt's back on, I guess I figured her wrong. Cause she's asking me a question, still looking at me long. She said, what do you mean when you were singing that song? I said nothing at all, and turned out the light. And I'm asking myself what it is I believe in. I said it couldn't be love, cause it's too sincere. And it couldn't be life, cause death's so near. Be God, or wait, I forgot, we don't like him here. So I got nothing to gain, nothing to lose, nothing to hide, but I've got something to prove. So believe in me, baby, believe it, the Beverly Blues.
So yeah, that was Beverly Blues by Opia. And I just love finding songs from really small bands that hit really hard. I was at a concert last night with the Sarah in question, the Sarah in the room. Here, I'll turn your mic on in case you want to speak, but
that's
you don't have
me.
To. we were at a Juice concert, which I legitimately, I planned this whole episode around the Juice song, and I forgot to put it on the playlist, genuinely. So I'm gonna do that right now. But it's such a fun thing to be a fan of a smaller band, not only because, you know, you get to gatekeep them when someone's like, oh my god, I found this new band, and you're like, oh my god, I've loved them for 2 years. Like, shut up. You get to gatekeep them a little bit, but also you get to be in these really intimate environments with the band. And that is so incredibly fun. Like, at this concert last night, there probably couldn't have been more than, what, like 300 people, 200 people?
Yeah.
Which was a lot of people for to be all in one room, but I really felt like everyone there was experiencing something together, whereas if you're in a huge, you know, like, Harry Styles concert or something, that's not necessarily the feeling you're going to get. So that was very, very fun. And Opia is definitely one of those smaller bands that you could see in an atmosphere like that. But
and I feel like with a smaller band, you get to see their experience on the stage a little bit better, because, you know, in a curated big, like, you know, concert with tens of thousands of people, you can't really see the emotions of the artist on stage. But at a smaller venue, you definitely can, and you can see, like, the chemistry between the band and kind of the instantaneous nature of, like, what they're coming up with on the spot. So it was really cool.
Yeah, and in Boston, like, these guys went to school in Boston, so a lot of the crowd they knew. Like, they were friends from college. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you got to see not only how they were feeling on stage, but how the audience and the stage was, like, reacting to each other, which was really fun. So, let's just play End of the World. Here's End of the World by Juice.
To the people that surround us, can't spell, but a spell can't cloud us. Shouts out to my mom and my ex-girl, seeing green, blue, red, and the gray world. Giving out the pessimistic, giving kisses to the missing metal. Listen to the people till we all pearl. The system come and conscience go. It's my eye, the eye can knows. Let blue skies penetrate your soul. Big boys cry so that we can grow.
So that album, Boy's Story, came out 2 days ago, I think, on Friday. So, yeah, 2 days ago. And the band did something really fun. This is another perk of being a fan of a small band. They posted on their Instagram, if you text this number, you know, on Tuesday, we'll leak our album to you. So I got the album on Wednesday morning or something like that. So I had already listened to all the songs before the concert, and I was really struck by this one, not because I particularly loved it as a song, but because of how well I think it just fit with the album, and it was so well composed. The album is called Boy's Story, and it, I think in general, tackles a lot of feelings about what it means to grow up and looking back at your childhood and how your childhood is influencing your adulthood and what relationships look like when you're a child and an adult. And so there, you know, the album fluctuates and takes a lot of different perspectives, but this song is wonderful in that it combines every aspect of adulthood and childhood and gives a really complete picture of what it feels like to be a young adult. And that is because, you know, you start with this rap, and the rap is sort of talking about, you know, what I've gone through in my life. And you know, it's a mature thing to be able to rap. I mean, it takes a lot of vocal agility to do that. So you have to have a sort of maturity, and then you sort of go backwards. You sort of regress because you end with this beautiful, you know, violin and piano combo, that is very childlike and almost giddy. You get that in isolation, and then it combines with the rest of the instrumentals of the song to create this beautiful harmony between the adult sounds of the backing to the rap, and then that combination with the youthful violin. And then at the end, all of that cuts out, and you hear this little tune that almost sounds like as if it's coming out of a music box. And I think that is so intentional, because you've regressed all the way. Like, what is the first interaction that a lot of children have with music would be a music box. And it's such a naive thing. But also, it might represent sort of the first time that these boys, who are now, you know, grown men doing a show on a stage, the first time these boys ever had interaction with music and how special that was to them as they are now musicians. So I just wanted to talk about that because as I was listening to this song a couple times, I was like, wow, this was really intentionally composed. And so even though it's not my favorite song on the album, I think it means the most to me because it's trying to tell so many stories at once, and it does so successfully. So that was End of the World by Juice. Hope you liked it. And this next one is One More Year by Tame Impala. Thank you. I'm on Juju. You can talk if you want to, though. We just had another friend join the studio. Say hi, Juju.
Hello.
Yeah, that was One More Year by Tame Impala, and usually with on these shows, I like to choose one song that I don't know as well, just because I look at the lyrics and I'm like, oh, that looks like it would really get with it. And listening to that song, I realized you really can't understand any of the lyrics, but I like that. And I think that that is intentional, because this song has many lyrics, actually. Like, if you look at it, if you look at it online, there it's like paragraphs long. And it's sort of talking about, the first line is, do you remember we were standing here a year ago? Our minds were racing and time went slow. And it's sort of talking about, like, looking back on where we were last year and what we're going to do next year and, like, how we have chosen to live our life. One line is, not caring if we do the same thing every week. And so in a sense, these lyrics are really sad in their way that they address sort of this existential feeling, because a lot of the times we do choose to not be brave or not do the things that we would want to do for the sake of routine or for the sake of simplicity. But looking in the grand scheme of things, it still matters to do it, to do that and to be brave and do what we think we want or need to do. And so I think part of the reason that you can't understand these lyrics at all is because as Tame Impala or whoever the narrator of this song is realizing, you know, what this means, it's almost like he's drowning in his own thoughts. Like, what have I done? What am I going to do? What is my purpose on earth if I've done nothing or if I'm doing nothing? And that's sort of a very sinking feeling. So I like that you can't understand it, and I like that it's inviting you to look up the lyrics, because you can tell that there are lyrics, but you don't know what they are. So that's fun. What should I play next? Any thoughts? Maybe some Beyonce. Sarah just said maybe some Beyonce. Sarah, do you want to introduce this song?
Oof. So this song is called Bigger. It was released as part of Beyonce's long-term project to come up with some music to go with the Lion King motion Ooh. Picture that was released a few years ago.
Fun fact, they don't have eyebrows in that movie, which makes it seem a little wacko.
I guess the live-action remake. But so this song comes at the beginning of her album. It's called The Lion King, The Gift. And it also comes at the beginning of her short film, or I guess long film, called Black is King. It's all about remembering who you are in terms of your legacy and your broader space in this world.
Thank you so much. That was beautiful. Here's Bigger by Beyonce.
If you feel insignificant, you better think again. Better wake up, because you're part of something way bigger. You're part of something way bigger. Not just a speck in the universe, not just some words in a Bible verse. You are the living word. You're part of something way bigger. Bigger than you, bigger than we. Bigger than the picture they framed us to see. But now we see it. It ain't no secret, no. Understand that truth about that question in your soul. Look up, don't look down, then watch the answers unfold. Life is your birthright, they hit that in a fine print. Take the pen and rewrite it. Step out your estimate. Step in your essence and know that you're excellent, right? Spirit is teaching, no, I'm not just preaching. I'm taking my own advice. Let mama let you know. Mama's still trying, I can't get no days off. I don't get no days off, truly I'm feeling it. I had to say that thing twice. Trying to be a good wife. Still really hard, I can't lie. But I promised you I would fight, so I fight. If you're feeling frustrated, you're sinking, I'm jumping in. Forgiveness is key, because we're fighting something way bigger. You never lose, we are winners. I'll be the root, you be the tree. Pass on the fruit that was given to me. Legacy, we're part of something way bigger. Picture they framed us to see. part of something way bigger. Let love be the water I pour into you and you pour it to me. There ain't no drought here, blooming to our actual powers. I'll be a sanctuary, you just don't know yet. You just don't know yet. No matter how hard it gets, you got my blood in you, and you're gonna run. Again, better wake up because you're part of something way bigger. You're part of something way bigger. I'll be the roots, you'll be the tree. Pass on the fruit that was given to me. Legacy, we're part of something way bigger.
So that was Bigger by Beyonce. And I honestly, I'd heard this song before, but I had never really given it a good listen before you sent it to me this morning. But I was so excited when you sent it to me because it so perfectly fits this theme. Mm-hmm. And I like it because it's a reminder and not... a lot of these songs that talk about like feeling this sort of existential dread or whatever you want to call it, they're often sad, or it's a person realizing themselves, and it's a lot of fear that goes into that. But this song is great because it's talking about what it means to look at the bigger picture but feel empowered by that, which mm-hmm. is so cool.
Yeah,
and it's just so beautifully sung.
Yeah, and I recognize that, like, you fit in a broader picture of people who've come before you. Mm-hmm. And for Beyonce, that's a very particular stance of, like, her Black and African descent. And mm-hmm. that means a lot to her and her artistry. And as a listener, you just get to kind of hear that in her voice and the vocals. And she was very intentional when she created this album to include artists both of the African diaspora and artists currently in different countries in Africa, which is a really beautiful thing. And I can't tell you the amount of times I've listened to this song, and it's just, you know, reminded me to just, like she says, look up at the stars and remind yourself that you're part of a bigger picture than your life, which as a student on a competitive campus can seem very isolating, and it's hard to remember that sometimes.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, that's sort of why I have that playlist, Eternals, that I was talking about. Was I talking about that on air? Okay. That I was talking about at the beginning of the show, because it's those times when I feel like everyone I know is so stuck in, like, that if I don't pass this test, I'm gonna die mindset, that, like, I go back to those songs that remind me, like, what matters is bigger than us. It is what has come before us. It is our communities. And that's, you know, that's why I go back to it. And I'll definitely go back to this one, so thank you for that. Next. What should we play next? It's so hard to follow that song. It's just so beautiful. We'll go with The Only Thing It Possibly Could. Here's Fate by Her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Supposed to be hard if it's really meant to be. So give me a sign. Is he always gonna be mine? Have I given it enough of my time? Who can I blame if it don't mean nothing? Sweet, sweet fate. I had about all walked a mile using my feet. You would go a little easy on me. You know where I'm coming from, yeah. How come when I'm looking at everyone, they get away with having their fun? I'm paying these dues when they don't mean nothing.
I will use any excuse to play a song by her on this radio station because I think she's just absolutely gifted, as do many, many people, which is good because she deserves much happiness and lots of money. but I like the perspective of this song because fate is one of the ways that we think about the future and what it means to be alive. Are we meant to be in a certain place? Or is nothing controlling us? Do we have complete free will? And I think that's a sort of almost a religious or spiritual question, as is, you know, feeling what it means to be human in general. That can be considered a religious or spiritual question, or you could consider it not in that way. But I think it's a valuable perspective to have, because I think this song toes the line between what it means to think about that in a spiritual way and what it means to think about in a non-spiritual way. And she's sort of wondering, like, does fate exist in this song? And I think that this song is an allegory for what it means to be in love. But I put it on there anyway, because if you take it literally, it really addresses this question. One of the lines is literally, why me? ? Which is a question I think every human being asks themselves about any number of things. What did I do to deserve such an honor, such a love, and what did I do to deserve such terrible things that might happen to a person? So, and of course the instrumentals at the end of the song are gorgeous. But yeah, that was Fate by her. I'm required to give a PSA in the middle of each show, so here's today's. It's about germs, doorknobs, restrooms, telephones, keyboards, other people. What do these things have in common? They are all easy ways for you to pick up or pass along germs. Germs that could lead to colds and flu. Now you can't spend your days avoiding contact with everything, but you can take a few important steps to protect yourself. Washing your hands is one of the best and easiest ways to avoid catching or spreading colds and flu. Keeping your hands and the surfaces you touch clean protects not only you, it protects those around you. A few extra minutes a day is all it takes to put your health first. For more information on avoiding the flu, talk to your doctor, visit massmed.org and click Your Health First. The public health message brought to you by the Massachusetts Medical Society. And me, Allison Manka. so that's that. We have maybe 10 minutes left, which means we have 2 songs left, but I have 3 songs left, and one of them is 6 minutes long. so I probably won't play that one, but maybe I'll just play for you the intro. Have you heard the song Introvert by Little Sims? When I first heard the intro of this song, I got chills. I was, like, taken aback. But here is the opening to Introvert by Little Sims.
prophet, young messiah. I see sinners in a church, I see sinners in a church. Sometimes I might be introvert, there's a war inside. I hear battle cries, mothers burying sons, young boys playing with guns, the devil's a liar, fulfill your wildest desires.
So anyway, that's the intro to Introvert by Lil Sims. I encourage you to listen to the whole thing. It's, I was describing this to Sarah while I was off the air, but it's like, it is a massive piece of work. I mean, it's 6 minutes long and it truly feels like its own movie, its own opera within it. And it has a lot of really important messages too. Like, it is a really wonderful work of art. Next, I guess I'll start by playing Grumpy Old Man by Remy Wolf. And then the last song will be Everyday Life by Coldplay.
Hey, it's okay. Look over the fence. There's things over there that I know you don't know about yet. Listen. I'm so defensive. There are things over there that I do not know about. Yeah. I'm so defensive. I get caught up in the modern day, the fishing net that's pulling at my feet. I'm so defensive, I got bongos thumping in my chest, and something tells me they don't be for me. Ay, ay. And I'm so defensive, I got eggshells on my doorstep, and I don't give second chances easily. I got long hair, long beard, turtleneck, sweater. Got that long hair, long beard, turtleneck, sweater. You got short hair, short beard, nothing feels better.
To be honest, I don't really understand that song, but it's so fun, so I had to play it. That is off Remy Wolf's new album. I don't know how new it is, actually. I know it was released in 2021, but I chose the song because something about it just seemed necessary to me. I had one other song on this playlist that I decided not to play that sort of went with this song as a way of saying, like, there are other ways to look at the big picture that aren't sad. And this song is sort of ecstatically happy. I mean, it's very repetitive, and one of the things that is repeated is nothing feels better than you and me. And I think that that is a perfectly good way to look at the big picture, is like to, you know, if what matters in life to you and what makes you feel human is a relationship, you know, whether that's a friend, whether that's a family member, whatever kind of relationship that is, then I think that that's a perfectly good way to experience humanity and experience life. So this song, I think, was trying to get at that a little bit, at least in the way that I understood it. And the other song on this playlist, if you're interested in listening to it, is There's Still a Light in the House by Valley. And as soon as this ad ends, we'll transition into our last song, which is Everyday Life by Coldplay.
Throw my arms out open wide, alleluia, 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 alleluia.
that was Everyday Life, and this show has been Allison Manka and
Sarah Kaplan.
Woohoo! And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thanks so much for listening. See you in 2 weeks. Bye.